Hey, welcome to Meet the Streamer. This is episode 5. We are actually doing a different format today. Our guest could not make it, so myself and Hypnotic are going to sit down and talk about new releases that are coming out. Some big news on Fortnite that hit, with mobile devices and Xbox devices being hit. We're going to be talking about Far Cry 5, MLB The Show, and a few other releases are coming out in March. Hypnotic? Yeah, a little hiccup today, but that's all right. I think we have to look at changing the format for Meet the Streamer, just so we can, because you know, life happens, man. Things change and on the fly, so in a different way of doing things. But that's all right. We're gonna keep going. And so you were just talking about before we actually started recording. Far Cry 5,
on mobile devices,
Fortnite,
and
which is some interesting news.
Android
I had no idea about it. It's gonna be on mobile devices.
Sorry, you're gonna have to cut that out. I had like a video play all of a sudden.
Oh, I didn't hear it. That's fine. Keep rolling.
They're going to iOS, Android. They just announced this yesterday, so I don't know when they're going to cut, when it pops, but I do have an article here. It's a real quick one I could read up. Let's see. It's Fortnite Battle Royale is coming to mobile devices. Epic has announced, which they did yesterday in a tweet. Most intriguingly, this is apparently the same 100-year player experience, and it will support cross-play for some systems. Thanks to a partnership with Sony, the game will support cross-play and cross-progression between PS4, PC, Mac, iOS, and eventually Android.
That's all I use is Android.
Android's going to be last. So, on this write-up, they actually added on PS4 is going to be supported, which is, it kind of is, kind of not, is a workaround, but now it's how they're reporting this, it should be not this workaround that you have to do now to get be able to play with PC.
They're going mobile. That's crazy.
But that's big too, because they're going to go cross-play between Sony,
which is crazy.
And
that's like the
Xbox
first true
that means Sony
platform
Xbox
game between Sony and Microsoft. Maybe that's an open between the start of, you know, between the competitors to actually have multi-platform games that can play cross-platform with each other, which would be awesome. Which would be amazing. Maybe this will be the game that pushes that. Because they've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah,
Xbox
that's,
is open.
That's the main issue.
Like, no, I don't want
Sony.
To. We don't want to play nice.
Not taking their head out their ass. I mean, not hurting their company by cross-play at all.
No,
surely
it's not.
Not.
You're gonna. It's
in
gonna
fact,
be...
it, yeah. In fact, it might even bring more people to Sony, because a lot of reasons why people go to Xbox, because a lot of games are cross-platform.
Especially the PC,
Xbox
you buy it on the PC,
I mean,
you can play it on the Xbox.
It'll help Sony, especially with sales. Because a lot of people, for Sony, they just don't prefer not being able to play outside of PlayStation Network.
Exactly. Like, that's the biggest problem. It's like, oh, I only have Sony, and my friend has an Xbox, so I can't play with them.
Oh, yeah.
You start cross-platform, that's more money all the way around, I think. Like, it's like, oh, I have a PS4. I prefer PS4,
yeah,
but
exactly.
I know I can play this game against, you know, with my Xbox friends, which is awesome. So I'm glad Fortnite is. Hopefully, Fortnite is the company that pushes cross-platform between Microsoft and Sony. That'd be so cool, because there are so many good games out there. I think it'd be great for cross-platform between Microsoft and Sony. Now, maybe not PC, but just to bring the two big consoles together and allow cross-platform, I think it would just be a huge avenue for sales for both company and just bringing the online community to a closer.
Oh yeah, and a lot of
as a closer as a whole,
a lot of stuff,
and get rid of the whole console war.
Talk about online,
Xbox better, Sony's
about,
better,
hey,
not anymore because you're playing
on
the same network.
Play online, connect with other gamers, play with other gamers, but in reality, because it's PS4 and Xbox, you can't. So you're still divided. You're not bringing gamers
That's
together.
True.
You're still dividing them. I mean, PlayStation could keep their like, because I guess a Sony fanboy, people would call me. But they could keep the exclusives. People don't need to make games for Xbox that they make for Sony, and vice versa. They can each have their own bring in for new customers. But let us gamers play together. Let us interact
segregated
with each other and actually interact with every gamer, not have to be segregated between two plats. I mean, they're already doing PC. PC is already,
and they're both running
Xbox
much
and
the
PC
Windows 10
is already going to be hand in hand with that. They're both Microsoft, but with Sony, it's a little different, and it sucks. But I would
love to see that. I would just
mobile,
love to see how it's going to be on iOS and how they're actually
so hard,
going to
like,
make mobile players go against Xbox and PC and even PS4. Like, you have full control over that. But I wonder, so now I have to think. So when it comes to eventually Android, right? You have the Android set tops, the NVIDIA Shields. Is that also considered Android? And I can sit down and play on a set top with the NVIDIA Shield controller on my TV. So if I already have that and I want to download it and play it there, does that mean I can play it there too? Like, it's just, I'm just wondering like how they're involving all this, because you can download controllers for, I mean, you can hook up controllers to your iPhone and to your iPads and your Android devices. So I guess there is, I guess you can't say it's unfair anymore, because you can attach controllers to it. Hell, you can attach keyboard and mice to it. That's true. I can't remember the name of them, but yeah. Like the NVIDIA, like the actual NVIDIA portable Shield, is a very is a device I think it's not sold anymore, but it was originally called the NVIDIA Shield. Then they changed it to NVIDIA Portable, or NVIDIA Shield Portable, because they released the NVIDIA Shield set top. But the NVIDIA Shield Portable was this freaking 5-inch device you flipped up, and you could play pretty much any game you could play on the normal Android devices on this phone. Heavy as hell, but that'd be something cool if you own that device. That'd be something to cool play Fortnite on. Like, it just opens up so many different options to play, and it's like really, really taking the
they're
option of playing online pretty much anywhere. And especially a huge game like this, they're just cornering every single market right now. Like, PUBG right now is just like, shit.
That's like a whole other topic.
Like, what do we do? Yeah, it's a whole other topic. If you listen to our last episode, we had GG Reforcon, who used to be a former player, pro player. For a few different games, and gives a pretty in-depth detail about PUBG
also,
and where the trees are and where the game actually is. So it's
article,
kind of not the game, I think.
H1Z1 actually is going for full release.
I think Fortnite is
going
to run rampant for a while.
For beta.
They're finished with beta, and they're going after esports, but I think their problem is they were in they were in early release for 5 years. Like, they've been in early release. I think that hurt them. You know, they should have released it a lot sooner. So now I think they have to build up bigger. They have to build up the. I mean, I think it has a following, but nothing like Fortnite has. So they're gonna have to play a lot of catch up, because Fortnite was like, we're still in early beta,
so,
but we're treating it like
article,
it's a freaking game. Like,
so
go for
Fortnite,
it.
Fortnite, Epic Games said,
like,
we believe this is a future game
for
talking about mobile
release.
Or talking about all platforms. The same game on all platforms, console quality, graphics, and action. Play when you want, where you want. So pretty much they're saying it's all going to have the same graphics, same map, everything's going to be the same.
That's
throughout
crazy.
All,
that's just domination right there. Like, Epic Games
is really,
really wow.
Yeah, and then crossplay support, Epic said you'll be able to join a squad and play together with friends on different platforms. They go on to say it'll be interesting to see how it works in practice. And that you'd have to imagine that console PC players would have a little bit of an advantage. And I agree with that. With the limit of, if you have the money to buy it, you can buy external components for your phone. They're actually doing... Alright, so they also go into... Signups will open on Monday for an invite-only test on iOS. Android will follow in the next few months. You'll be able to sign up at Fortnite website starting March 12th, and you'll receive an invite shortly thereafter by email if you're accepted. More invites will be sent out over the coming months, so if you don't get in right away, there'll be more opportunities later. So if you don't get in, you'll get codes
for
it.
Jump in, have fun.
Left.
I mean,
everybody get
out.
Yeah,
if you have iOS right now, it's just on the
if you got iOS,
they haven't released a date for Android
next
yet.
2 months, it's so I'm sure they're going to try to get iOS up and running. And the reason why I believe they do, a lot of people do iOS apps before they do Android, is iOS
is
such
a lot easier
place
Android's
to create
very
an app.
Difficult.
So that's why they come to iOS. So fear not, though. It's going to Android, everybody. If you're an Android warrior,
right,
you'll still be able to play it. And that's all coming from GameSpot. So a lot of any news article I take with a grain of salt anyways, but
yeah, I mean, even looking at their website, it pretty much says their main website, Fortnite News, on the main website, I need their Fortnite, I need the news and announcements. It's there too. It's pretty much stating the same thing. So, GameSpot just pretty much copy and paste whatever news they had, but even still, I think it's coming, and they've been pretty diligent listening to community and what the community wants, and putting out pretty good content for the game. I'm a big player of the game, but it's definitely a fun game to keep track of and play. I find it's definitely a hard game to grow as you're, grow in a community. If you're trying to grow a community, but if you're trying to I guess there's two points to it, streaming wise, I'm looking to grow a community, but if you're just looking to get in and play the game and, be good at it
oh, yeah.
and get competitive, then just jump right into play.
Fortnite
itself is doing absolutely amazing. It's the most played game on Twitch
right
now.
Yeah, I mean, you
can
pay something and get extra perks for.
Yes, that's the biggest. It's like, hey, free
for
me.
Play a game. This is a free game. It's very popular. It's a good game. Either weekly or bi-weekly, they're always adding a limited weekly edition like game mode. This one's 20v4 teams of, or five teams of 20 versus each other. This week, I think it comes to a close on Monday or something, or Tuesday or somewhere this week. It's gonna end.
Yeah, but I think they're still doing that
one
because myself and Jimbo Samson were playing that game, playing that mode the other day.
Solid gold. No, they take out when they
do they? Oh, okay.
Mode, they take out the other mode. Yeah, so a gold that came out and they put in the 20 or 14 five teams of 20. So that's what's on there now. Yeah, so I mean, you could go on Twitch. Right?
Oh yeah,
you
there's good players
so
on Mixer too.
Players, even on probably Mixer, and you see some of them, and you see they're building. They build something in like 30 seconds that takes a newcomer like maybe an hour to figure out how to do it. I still can't build. I've been playing it for about a month and a half.
You
now.
Do to get good at it. You got
but,
no, that's like anything.
Game,
you know,
you gotta put hours
it doesn't matter
in.
What you're doing. You got to put the hours in. You got to put the practice in. You have to get good at it.
I've been playing for a month. I've only got last night. I have 17 hours in it.
17 hours? Okay.
Yeah, and half of those hours came from yesterday's stream when I streamed for 8. So I mean, you want to get good, you got to play it.
That's true. But, and I was a bitch. I'm like, I'm not good at the game. Like, because I don't put the hours in at all for the game. I enjoy the game, but I enjoy playing with other people. I don't like doing solos or anything like that. So.
Yeah, I think that's that'll do it for Fortnite news.
Yeah, Fortnite news. What else is coming out? I think a big game that I think you're following is coming out. It's MLB The Show.
I don't know nothing about baseball, but I know I like playing that game. I started playing it last. I picked it up 16, but I picked the 16 up in like before the 17 came out because I had never played it before, and I was like, hey, and it was really just like $10 or something like that on PSN. So I bought it, tried it, and I fell in love with it. Like, it's so much fun, and I know nothing about baseball. They'll be talking about, a 4-3-1. I'm like, what? And so I'll look it up. I'll Google what they're saying. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? Because I don't know. But it's fun. It's fun to play. And even not knowing.
Yeah,
how
that's
to,
true. I mean, I played MLB The Show 2017 before I got rid of my PS4, and it was just a fun. Like going from like nobody to somebody, and actually building up the ranks and starting the journey of being a rookie to an actual pro. It's a lot of fun. It was a very interesting game. The graphics were absolutely beautiful, and just the gameplay was a lot of fun. I didn't get that into it, but it was great.
Holy shit! Bye.
Who makes that again? That's Sony, right? It's a Sony game, right?
I can tell you who the developer is in a second. But it's only Sony. And I don't see it going to multiple platforms. Let's see. Who's San Diego Studios.
I don't know who that is. It must be like a off-the-cuff developer that... Is it developed by Sony, too? Is that like their studios that they own?
I really couldn't answer that.
Hmm.
But no, I do know a lot of games that I own. Just looking through my games really quick. Let's see. I know there's
it's Sony.
Yeah, I think it is because also God of War is made by
them. Sony Studios,
San Diego Studios, and Bethesda. And I think that's why it's only PlayStation plays it because they put in production,
which is great. I mean, hell, Sony's, you know, Sony puts in the work. I mean, I think they think they're an elitist, you know, that's how they come across, but they put in the work and they put out and they do produce amazing titles. I mean, hell, look at God of War, look at Ratchet and Clank, freaking titles. They put out the titles, they put out the work. And that's why single player wise, I was always drawn to Sony. Like they had some of the best exclusives. Xbox had their exclusives. They had Halo up to Halo 3. They had Gears of War up to Gears of War 3. That's all I can think of. I mean, they probably had some other exclusives, but those are the ones that come to my mind. But then you have the Uncharted series. You have Ratchet and Clank. You have The Last of Us, which is now on PC. But there are just so many games. You go on and on. All the that just came out are all the exclusives, which is always so beautifully done. The stories, the graphics, the Sony puts in the work and they put out quality. So if they want to come across at the elitist company, they deserve to come off as the elitist company.
That's nice. Such an
We're marked as explicit, so you're fine.
Great mechanics, great everything in that game. Like, that was probably, that's probably one of the all-time best PlayStation exclusives that have ever been made. And I'm a big God of War fan. And I think it even beats God of War. I mean, just in story alone. It's very immersive. You get into the characters like a normal TV show or movie.
Is it really?
Oh, man. And they're coming out with a second one. Second one's in development. Yes.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Right. But I'll have a PS4.
And it's supposed to follow Ellie. A very sad face, right? A very sad face. Got rid of it at the wrong time.
Yeah, I did it because my kids wanted a Switch and I couldn't afford to switch at the time. So I traded in all my crap so they could have, you know, the sacrifice. So, and then I got more than I wanted, more than I expected I was going to get. So I got their Switch, a few games, and I got like over $200 worth of games on my PC too. So it was a very worth of selling everything.
That game. And the best thing about The Last of Us
is that's why it was so good the first time, I think.
Too many developers try to push out the sequel too fast. Oh, just like a Destiny. Destiny 1 was this huge freaking hit.
I don't know. Huge not for me, hit. But yeah, I think for everyone it was. Like, I think after a few updates and patches and it became a game everyone, you know, grew to love. Then it came out Destiny 2 and it just kind of...
They pushed it too early.
I don't know where it is now.
We're going to try to get this game out.
Cash cow!
I mean, it's come pretty, like, they've been doing work on it behind the scenes and making it better, but it's just not the same. Big streamers that were Destiny streamers are not doing Destiny anymore because of Destiny 2 was so poorly done. But with them, with who developed it, I'm not really sure who, but they're still trying to fix it. So, and they've done a lot of work to it to make it better. It's just not the same as the first one. And many companies try to push out a sequel.
No, and that's
early.
And I think that's what has to do with Sony too. Because Sony knows, like, hey,
whatsoever
don't be stupid. Don't force it.
Yeah, like
you guys are ready to release it.
How many years has it been since they made a God of War?
Years. Oh my God, the God of War 3 was the last one. I didn't play any of the PSP ones.
Well, then
so
they had Ascension, but that was still 3 years ago. I didn't play Ascension because I switched to, because it was a PS3 game, and I switched to PS4 and ended up getting rid of the PS3 to my son, so I haven't played Ascension. But I mean, they take their time with it. They don't rush it. I mean, it makes you wonder how long was God of War in production before they even said a word about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Before anything even got leaked. I still don't think I've seen it. I seen any leaked information before they actually said, "Oh, God of War is coming out in April."
That's true. But I haven't seen anything.
I could be wrong.
There could be places. I mean, you know, places I'm not looking, but that's true. I mean, but usually if you hear like a big leak like that, it's usually posted on like, you know, GameSpot and IGN and all those other places that are like, "Oh my God, is it getting released at this time?"
What's that game you're ready for? It comes out the same day.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for that game. That game's gonna be. I think that's gonna be great because it's. Full co-op. The whole game can be done in co-op, and that's gonna be just so much fun to play through. Just like different people, get on a stream and just go and just play the game.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a lot
really
of fun.
Played you know, Far Cry. I think I played part of one, and I didn't like. I didn't.
Yeah, the Far Cry 1, Far Cry 2 was weird. Far Cry 3, oh my gosh, like it really kicked up. Far Cry 4. I mean, it really is kind of like the same thing. Oh, there's an issue with a hand. There's a evil leader, and you need to lead a revolution. And same thing. That's what 3, 4, and 5 have been. But 5, I'm really excited for because you don't see many games that do like American culture. So seeing this game take place in Montana and there's like this civil war, or not civil war, but it's more like a this war in Montana is going on. Right by a gang leader.
Yeah.
You're going against them, and just the fact that it takes on American soil is pretty cool. I'm like, oh, that's a change for me. Instead of like being in the Himalayas and Far Cry 4 and Far Cry 3, I forget where it actually took place, but you were in a whole different like country and whatnot. But
I think that's the one I played too.
I don't remember which one it was, but I know it might have been 3. No, 3 wasn't after. I don't remember. It was one of them? Yes, and I don't remember where 1 and 2 took place. But 2, I know 3 was like almost a Caribbean type place. 4 was the Himalayan mountain. And 5 is Montana. I'm like, that's just freaking awesome to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, wow. You never see any games that take place on American soil like that, which is just cool. I mean, I guess Division, you know, really, New York City. And I guess Prototype 2, I guess, or Prototype, the whole series and whatever. But still, like a game, like a big game, like Far Cry series, like, oh, we're going to bring this to, you know, like the American soil.
I've never played any of them.
Do what we do in all these other areas and make it Far Cry. I'm excited for it. I hope it does well. I think it'll be a fun game to stream with a bunch of
people. If it lands on my house playlist. Hell, it's a fun game to play if you don't play. If it lands on my budget money to be able to buy this game list.
Yeah, I think I'll be.
Anything else on Far Cry?
That's true. I mean, I wasn't really. I mean, I know it's coming out, but I haven't like been following it. I just the fact that what caught my attention that it's like in America, it's Montana. You're going against like a big gang that is pretty much destroying or just running Montana right now, and you're against them, and you're in America, which I just thought was fun. Like that's gonna be completely different. And the fact that it's full blown co-op, from start to finish, you can jump in with people, jump in and out of different people, and just play the game full co-op. Just looks really, really cool. I think that's the biggest selling point for me. It's like I can jump on with like four different people and just go play the game. Where all the other ones were just like it's single player, but this co-op side to it. But it was not focused on the campaign missions. So this is that's I think the biggest changer for this game is that they're actually going full co-op. So no, it's a single player. You can play a single player. You can play the full game single player. You can play the full game co-op. But the biggest selling point for me is. Hey, I'm going to be streaming it, and
I was like,
it'd be great to have people jump in from chat and just play the game and just go.
Noticed something, actually, that another game, and this is going to be something that's very interesting, because they haven't made a game in a while for PS4 anyways.
What?
Remedy is actually got a game.
Yes. We're talking about Red Dead Redemption?
No. A new game.
Really?
New game. Yep. It's codename P7.
P7. Oh, I know nothing about
that. Yeah, I came across this on IGN one day. It just kind of popped up on the front page. They have actually been doing they're working with Finnish Studios. Who made Finnish. They made Experiment Quantum Break on Xbox One and PC. And the last game for Remedy to release on PlayStation platform was
Max. Oh, okay.
Because then Rockstar took over Max Payne 3. When they're at Rockstar, is actually who's developing.
That's right. They are.
That's why it's got a lot of GTA mechanics to it. But this game is, so this is a game that they haven't played. Remedy hasn't made a game for PlayStation since
2000.
It's Max Payne 2. And this one is, I read somewhere else that it's should be releasing next year, 2019. So they've been working, I guess they've been working on this for a while now. They don't know if it's been PC or P7. But they don't think it's, so it's not going to be like a Max Payne, but it's going to be, not going to be like a Max Payne. Right here it says Remedy sold the rights to Rockstar in 2002. So that's why, Max Payne went away pretty much. I guess Rockstar didn't see any more story to it. I don't know. Couldn't really talk to them, but, so this new coming out, they actually Remedy on their, website, Remedy Games has, doesn't really have a write-up. Well, here we go. 505 game, a cinematic third-person action game set in a new Remedy-created universe. P7 features an intriguing story with a cast of memorable characters. The game structure offers a long-lasting, story-driven gameplay experience and the deepest game mechanics yet in a Remedy game. P7 is a multi-platform title published by 505 Games.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It'll be on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. So, yeah, it does. It sounds like it's going to be a very long story, too. There's not a lot of games with a long story anymore. They're very short and sweet stories. I'm interested in seeing this game when it comes out.
Yeah.
And the type
Max
of story
Max Payne was a great story. I love Max Payne.
Max Payne was an amazing story. And that's all the news really on that. So they're holding this one really close to the chest. They're not really letting out a lot of stuff. They just let out, Remedy just let out that they're working on a project called Sonic Codename 7. And that was April of last year is when this little write-up came about.
That's awesome.
On IGN. So they've been working on it for at least since last April.
Yeah, probably been developing for a while.
Because they just announced that day. Yeah, it's pretty exciting for a new realm of a story. But that's all I got for that game.
For P7. So there's no full name for it yet. So P7 is all we got on the go right now. But it sounds like Project P7.
If you go to Remedy Games website and you have the code name P7 in there, it just has what I read you. 505 Games and that little write-up I read. Hey, look, they're even hiring if anybody's looking for a developing designer job.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all they got. So they're really holding all the information on this. Mm-hmm. Really close.
I don't know if I see any leaks. Usually if you get a leak, it's probably like something from the inside.
Yeah, I don't. But they got it for a year, and it's still not out to where.
Yeah, they're holding it tight. It's close to the chest.
Yeah, there's not going to be any leaks for that game. Until they say, okay, we're ready for you to see our trailer, we won't see nothing.
Cool. We'll have to keep an eye out for that one. What about Switch players? So I think it's a big, pretty big game coming out for Switch. Kirby Star Allies. Oh my gosh, I love Kirby. It's like a 4-player co-op game. It's Kirby from what I'm seeing. You eat the enemies, become their powers, and you're going through and playing it's an actual like side-scroller, like Kirby side-scroller, with all different levels. Going through Dreamland, with 4-player, which is amazing. And beating bosses, collecting powers, getting, kind of like a Mario, but side-scroll. Well, if you played Kirby before, you kind of know what it is. But it looks, the fact that it's co-op and 4 different people can play it looks absolutely so much fun. And it's definitely going to be a game that I'm probably going to buy for my kids.
Yeah, I bought
it. So we can sit down and play together because my kids love to play like PS4. Games where we can sit down and play.
She got a Switch.
As a family.
And yeah, so there's some good games coming out. Oh, another one that's really big that's coming out, man, that everybody's been going nuts about. Super Smash Brothers 4 is coming out.
Oh, yes, I saw the announcement for that the other day.
Everybody's going nuts about that game.
Everyone loves Super Smash Brothers, dude. Even if you don't play, it's just fun. Even if you're never like a big hardcore player, it's just fun to pick up the control and beat each other up in it. It's like the prime fighting game. Like Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, whatever.
It's just funny. I don't think it worked out. It was
I don't think it took off, no. I don't think it took off at all. I mean, it would be cool if it did, but they did Sony did, or Square or Sony did something last time on the PlayStation 1. I think it was a remake from it. The Saiga, or what the heck it's called?
It was like
this own funny game. Like, they had like Final Fantasy characters and a bunch of other different Sony characters.
Battle Royale.
Yeah, it didn't take off in the first one either.
Yeah, it was All-Star Battle Royale, and it was exactly like Smash Bros. Just with
that was for the PlayStation?
Sony characters.
Oh. Yeah, but Sony characters doesn't have like any crazy mascots like Nintendo does. Nintendo's got all like the lovable characters and Sony's got like Nathan
and
Drake
Kratos.
And maybe Crash Bandicoot.
Don't leave out Kratos.
Oh, and Kratos. I can't leave out Kratos. No, you're right. But compared to like Mario, Kirby, it's Mega Man. I can't think of any others, but if you look at Smash Brothers, they have Star Fox. You have all these iconic characters that are just so lovable and just people. It doesn't matter what time you started gaming. It doesn't matter if you started gaming from 1983 or 2001. You know these characters from Nintendo because they've always been in some type of Nintendo game. And they always, they share the reused characters or used content, but they're in there and they make them they make them relevant somehow, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
Nintendo knows what they're doing. As much as people say Nintendo sucks, they know what they're doing.
Coming out.
So.
Second one's coming out.
I mean, they keep games relevant. Oh, yeah, Splatoon. My son's in love with Splatoon. Plays that game like crazy. Yes, he can't wait. He keeps asking for it.
And interesting,
I'm going to do Kirby for them because
two of them, actually.
We can play We can play that more than Splatoon 2, and I think it'll be more fun.
Dark Souls.
That's cool. Crash Bandicoot was a fun game back in the day. I hate it because it made me nuts.
Yeah, but... I'm kind of weird.
Too, which is great. Dark Souls fans can now get some. It's getting some Switch. Some Switch play.
It's going to the Switch. Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, they're actually going to put in mature games in there.
Really? Well, you know what, though? It's nice to see Nintendo growing up. And that's nice to see. Like, Nintendo needed to grow up a little bit. So it's nice to see, Skyrim's on it. So let's see mature games on the Nintendo
Number two.
It kind of needed it.
This one said the new Colossus.
Really? The new one? That's awesome. Yeah, the Colossus War, whatever it was called. That's it. New Colossus. That's what it is. I haven't played it yet on my PC.
I was always
too many games, dude. Not enough time. If I could just quit my job and play video games, I'd be set.
If they brought a Switch, I'd be trying to find a way to get myself a Switch. Super Mario RPG.
Oh my gosh, dude. That was the game to play back. Oh my gosh. Listen, if no one out there has played Super Mario RPG, you're doing yourself a disservice and injustice for never playing that game. It was one of the best RPGs on a Super Nintendo. Hands down, like Chrono Trigger was the best Super Nintendo, was the best RPG ever made for that console. In my opinion, the best RPG ever made. But Super Mario RPG on a Super Nintendo, oh my gosh, it was such a game to be played. And if you never played it, get your hands on either the Super Nintendo Classic that released, and get that game, because you are doing yourself a disservice not playing it. That was when Squaresoft was at their peak. RPGs and just game content. Now they just I don't know what happened to Squaresoft, and it makes me sad.
Yeah. That is all
so much fun.
I still want to get Zelda.
Excuse me, daughter. I need to play games, and we'll talk soon. Like in 2 years. Zelda's awesome. My problem is with big games like that, I get lost. I get very, very lost trying to do things, and I can't. Like, it's just so bad. Like, I'll start, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna follow this. I'm like, oh, shiny. Next thing, I'm just like off track. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do. What mission was I on? I have 10 freaking side quests. I'm doing all those. Before I know it, it's been 5 hours. I've made no progress. I'm like, well, that was a waste of time. And it really wasn't, because you're just exploring the world and seeing things and just learning about the world and the lore. But then you just become, in my mind, so exhausting, because every time I turn on, I keep doing that. Like, if I streamed it, I know I would know I would have more of a directive. But when I don't stream games, I'm just like, ooh, what's over there?
I just found Donkey Kong Country. Tropical Freeze. It's a whole new Donkey Kong.
Yeah, they come a long way. I used to hate. Oh god, their story used to stink so bad.
That was nice.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, a lot of good stuff coming. That was a fun game back in the day, too. Really? For the Switch.
Captain Toad. Oh shit.
Yeah, they have a nice story. It's not bad at all. Came a long way for it to be Captain Toad. But I think those are all the releases that Yoshi. I have that I'm watching.
Sorry.
I'm just
they're working on a Yoshi.
No, you're fine. Are they?
Switch, yep.
Like Yoshi's Wool World, that was a fun game for the what game was that?
They haven't made the title yet. It says working title, but sometime this year.
That's cool. There's a bunch of games I'm looking forward to this year, but mainly Far Cry 5 right now. And if you're a big MMO player, then you know Battle for Azeroth is gonna be huge for Warcraft. But that's a whole another topic of conversation. I don't know how we've been talking for a while. I think it was fun. That was a good conversation for some games coming out and release, and get people's, if they don't know about it, and maybe they can go check it out and see what's up with them.
Good conversation.
Get them turned on to some games maybe they didn't think they'd be turned on to. But definitely. A little bit different podcast. If everything goes right with the podcast, I'm going to reach back out to our next guest, see if he's good. If not, I'm going to be looking to change around the format. Hypnotic and I will look at things and maybe reach out to people with like a week in advance and see what we can do there. Just to keep the show rolling with guests. And what we're really trying to do with the show is, hey, if you're a streamer and you're a new streamer, or you've been streaming for 2 years and you just want to get your, put out in a different way, contact myself, RyvanMDR. You can find me anywhere on any social media, RyvanMDR. or Hypnotic ENT, Hypnotic Ent. Reach out to him, and you know, we'll get you scheduled to get on the show, because this is the platform where we're trying to get people who are smaller streamers, maybe, you know, been streaming for a while, just wants more exposure, to come on and just talk about your content. You know, this is for you to come on here and promote. And we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, or Spotify. We're gonna get on Google Play, but we're pretty much on any podcast content or podcast platform you can listen to your content. So this is what this is gonna be for. Just had a little mishap today with scheduling, but reach out to myself or Hypnotic, and we'll get you on the show so we can get your content out there and get you noticed and get people in, hopefully get people into your channel. That's what this is for, trying to help the community as a whole, because Twitch and a few other Twitcher, you know, if you're not a bigger streamer, you don't really get pushed up to the top. The small guys get pushed to the top. That's what this is for. If we can reach out to, like, you know, five people, which we have so far, hopefully you
right now
to,
I'm only on Twitter,
listen to the shows, and you go see them next. So, you know, it's pretty cool, and we want to do the same. We want to help pass the love around
Twitter,
and help people
I always
grow.
Answer my DMs,
because we're growing, and growing as one within the community. That'll be better for everyone, because it's, you know, stream together and grow and dream together.
Yeah,
right?
No, that turns me off.
Yes, so. Reach out to myself or Hypnotic, and then
I
we'll work with you to get
the
schedule. Awesome.
I was like, man, no. All right. So, yeah. So,
no, boss. I say, hey, check me out here. No. I'm not a big fan of ODMs. No. Well, that was good. But hey, Hypnotic, thanks again for hanging out and discussing, and then I'll put this out, and it should be out by Tuesday on iTunes and Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, and a few other ones. I have to figure out why it's not going to Google Play, but we'll work on that and see what's going on. So this is our fifth episode, so it's been pretty awesome so far. Thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you guys next time. Sorry, I jumped out of channel by accident. Where the hell is my bot?
Everybody,
there it is.
Week.
We'll talk to you guys next time. Next time, we're supposed to have Josh No Drake on. So we'll see. I will touch base with him and see what we can do. And hopefully we'll have him on next Sunday to go over him and listen to his story into streaming. So it's been real, guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yes, good work week.
It's
if you're going to be on the East Coast,
now.
Fuck with the snow.
Just going to record
right
whatever
there with
wants.
You guys.
Streamers, want to be the next podcast for Meet the Streamer? Head to bit.ly/2fdnhi. And we'll get you on the show. It's a little questionnaire that we ask you to fill out so we can get to know you a little bit better and have some questions for the show. And then from there, we'll just let it roll and see where it goes. But I hope you enjoyed the show. I am RiffinMDR over at Mixer.com/RiffinMDR. And my other co-host was Twitch.tv Hypnotic Ent. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Music was provided by 99 Lives. All his music is free to download. Check him out. Awesome, awesome composer. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to be doing audio from now on, so catch the podcast wherever you can catch podcasts near you. Dudes, it's been awesome. We'll check you out next time. Bye, guys. Bye.